His cheerfulness was unremitting. It seemed to be as much the effect of a systematic and salutary exercise of the mind as of its superior organization. His wit was of the first order. It did not show itself merely in occasional coruscations, but without any effort or force on his part, it shed a constant stream of the purest light over the whole of his discourse. Whether in the company of commons or nobles, he was always the same plain man, always most perfectly at his ease, with his faculties in full play, and the full orbit of his genius forever clear and unclouded. And then the stores of his mind were inexhaustible. He had commenced life with an attention so vigilant that nothing had escaped his observation, and a judgment so solid that every incident was turned to advantage. His youth had not been wasted in idleness, nor overcast by intemperance. He had been all his life a close and deep reader, as well as thinker, and by the force of his own powers had wrought up the raw materials which he had gathered from books with such exquisite skill and felicity that he has added a hundredfold to their original value, and justly made them his own.